been coming up the seaboard, and that we want to make sure we take every precaution possible. We don't want to overreact and spend resources we don't need to spend, but we do want to be prepared for any eventuality. We went through Hurricane Irene stormly last year in New York, so we have an idea of what kind of damage can be done, and we want to make sure we're prepared. With that in mind, we've been watching the latest weather forecasts, and we're going to declare a state of emergency in every county in the state, and also asking for a pre-disaster declaration, which gets us federal aid and assistance, and allows us to put the National Guard on the ready. We'll continue to track the weather as it proceeds, and we'll adjust accordingly, but we want to make sure we're ready just in case. Again, there is no reason to panic. We have a lot of time. And we're prepared for any eventuality, but again, we'd rather err on the side of caution than not, and that's what we're doing.
How could Mr. and Mrs. Smith listening out there, you know, feel right now to make themselves more prepared?
Well, you know, New Yorkers have had, unfortunately, a fair bit of experience with this. We went through Hurricane Irene last year, Storm Irene, and basically run that videotape in your mind. Now, that storm, New York City prepared extensively. The damage was not in New York City, but we actually had extensive damage upstate New York and on Long Island. So just remember what we went through last year. It's common sense precaution. If you're a homeowner, take things around the yard and put them away. These are going to be high winds and rain are what we expect. So you don't want debris around the house. Travel plans should be adjusted accordingly. It would be a good idea if you're going shopping to get some extra supplies so you don't have to leave the house in the beginning of the week, next week. But it's common sense, and just remember what we went through last year and prepare accordingly.
What does an emergency declaration mean exactly in terms of preparation for you guys?
It allows us access to federal funding and allows us more flexibility as a state government. Also, primarily, we're going to have the National Guard on alert. In a situation like this, the National Guard is very helpful to the state in equipment, personnel, power, etc. So they'll be on the record.
With your discussion from Irene with LIPA, all the problems with the power companies, what's being done this time around to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
We're going to have a state, what's called chairman of the Public Service Commission, a state official who will go to LIPA here on Long Island to monitor LIPA's response to the storm. There have been complaints in the past that there were down power lines for an inordinate amount of time on Long Island, and we want to make sure that doesn't happen again. We also had scheduled, ironically, a Homeland Security conference for Monday in Albany, a conference of first responders from all across the state to attend the conference and training on responding to an emergency. So these are the emergency responders from every county in the state. They were supposed to be in Albany on Monday for a conference. We're obviously going to cancel that conference because they should be in their home county preparing for the emergency. So it's an ironic circumstance, but we think, again, that's better to err on the side of caution. I was going to be doing some campaigning for the president out of state this weekend. I'm not going to be doing that. I'll be staying in state.
Where do you intend to monitor the storm, Governor?
I will be all over the state. I'll be primarily based out of New York City and Albany, depending on where the weather pattern hits. You know, last time with Hurricane Irene, again, going back to the most recent experience, the fears were New York City. Actually, the damage was much worse in upstate New York. So. We'll be all over the state.
But you don't have a sense of that yet, though, as to what area might be hit.
This is very early, and you know, the weather forecast that we rely on are much like what you see on the TV news at night, and it's amazing that they're not really as accurate as you would like in all circumstances. So we're taking the best projections that we can. We're planning prudently based on those projections. There's a lot of time between now and then. A lot can happen. The chance the storm makes a turn and goes out to sea, and that's it. There's a chance of some light rain. There's also a chance that it hits part of New Jersey primarily, and would then affect the New York City metropolitan area. So we want to make sure we're covered on all accounts. But as the time goes on, we'll have a better idea as we track the storm. And we will adjust accordingly. accordingly also. We just wanted to make sure New Yorkers knew what we were doing at this time.
Does the uncertainty make it more difficult for utility crews to move around quickly, depending on the area that's hit?
Well, you know, the preparation, I'd rather be prepared than unprepared. There is a cost to preparation, also literally a financial cost. We will call up crews. We will have crews on the ready from other states that will be coming to New York just in case to do repair. That's all at a cost, but we think at this point that's the more prudent course of conduct.
One more, guys, then we got to go.
So the difficult the size of the storm could effectively affect many, many different people, making it harder for crews from out of state to get here because they're going to be spread so thin. Is that a theory of yours for the local areas?
Yeah. One of the, when the storm hits, it's too late is the expression that they use. So the pre-deployment, the preparation, to the extent you need person power coming in, you need to do it now before the storm hits. If you need to equipment deployed across the state, the time to do it is now. New York City, for example, we have a decision to make with the MTA. What do you do with subways? What do you do with the buses? Do you move them to higher ground so they're protected, especially the subways? Those are decisions that we'll make over the coming days. But for much of this, the pre-deployment is getting the equipment and the people where you need it all across the state before the storm starts, and that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.